Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Still the sunny side in your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. So I've decided to look for trouble today. And I had something this morning. And it hits me somewhere. I don't know where exactly it hits me, but it made me begin to wonder how we came about the narrative in the first place. The all men and women are the same narrative. You know what I'm talking about. You're having a conversation with someone, you know, and you overheard someone saying, I beg, leave women, oh, all women are the same. Or, not be men them, ain't they all the same? While this may be true in some instances, what about instances where such statements are untrue, but birthed by that individual's personal experience? Apparently, someone who is your gender has spoiled things for you in the sight of that person. Yes, you feel hurt and offended, but what can you even do about it? So, I can point out to several narratives that have categorized gender as being the same. Say, leave women, no. Women don't want to hear love. Hustle. Make money. Once you make money, now women go, they rush you. Eh? Just make money like this. Now women, you will get any woman you want. Short, fat, slim, big, everything. Oh, light skin, fair skin, this one, that one, or rubber. Just make money. All women are the same. Who told you that? Who says that Denise is part of those women that you can buy with money? So I listened to something this morning, and this was, let me just share the narrative. So there was a story about a particular influencer who had asked for the phone number. No, the guy had asked someone else for the phone number of a particular influencer. And they say, okay, I'll give you the number. But before you talk to her, that before the guy even talked to the lady on phone, he had already made a down payment of 3 million naira. 3 million naira. As if that was not all. That yes, they got talking, and he had arranged for a rendezvous in a particular hotel in Abuja. And he actually did sleep with the influencer. And at the end of the day, he gave her 15 million naira. And this person was a Big Brother Ninja somebody. That's the influencer. I don't know the person. I don't even want to know. But narratives like this, and then the guy now feels, and he will continue to say things like, no worry, is it not Denise? I will get her. How much? How much is money? No worry, is it not this person? It's just money now. Once money is there, you're going to get this person. So that's on one hand. Then there's this other narrative. All men are, because some guy broke your heart. Because some guy didn't treat you nice. Because some guy was probably not, you know, raised properly to treat women better. You encounter that some guy, and then every other guy that you have never encountered, or maybe you've heard some of your friends also share tales of how they have encountered some other guys like that same guy, you now come up with the all men are narrative. Because someone cheated on you, everybody, because you're from a particular tribe, and maybe somebody had encountered someone from that tribe, and the experience was very ugly, the person goes, everybody from Bayelsa not be the same thing. All Ikwere people not like that. All this is not like that. All other not the same. So one person has spoiled things for you and has made another person see you in the same light as that one person. Now, this is the question, yeah? Have you ever felt the need to refute certain utterances made about your gender or your tribe or about you. The all men are the same narrative. The all women are the same narrative. The all media people are the same. All lawyers are the same. All doctors are the same. All anything you can possibly think of, all this and that and that and this are the same. Have you, when you hear such things, maybe you're in a conversation with someone and they made such statements, did you feel the need to refute? Or maybe you were not in the conversation, but you were like how many meters away and you heard it, and you felt the need to walk up to that person and say, excuse me, I will not have you refer to all women as the same. I do not know your experience, but having to categorize all women, all the other how many billion women in the world as the same because of your one singular experience is not right. It doesn't make sense. I beg to differ. I do not. Have you felt the need to ever do that? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. The WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages, 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Do well to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call and be audible so we can hear you. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle. Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, madam. I'm Benedict. I'm calling you from Igbo Island of Port Harcourt.
Benedict, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to talk from this direction. I from Ogoni, precisely, under okay. River State.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I believe you have heard about my tribe people, how they normally behave. Some person, or let me say, some person, they normally behave. Uh-huh. So, when you hear from another tribe, they would describe my own tribe as an evil tribe.
Hmm.
I get what I'm saying.
Hmm. Saying. Okay, I think I understand how they say that.
Yes. Based on where I came from, based on where I came from, that for instance, I'm a pastor, but based on my tribe that I came from, if I'm in the midst of people and they ask me where I came from, and I died up. I'm from Ogoni. They will look me as an evil person because of the story of Ogoni, which is not like that.
I understand where you're coming from. Trust me.
Yes. So this is why the aspect of the women.
Oh dear. Can you still hear me?
The aspect of women, they will say all men are evil. All men are evil based on the mistake of somebody.
Mm.
Or let me say, a single person. Understand? So this is why we are getting wrong in our society. So we need to learn.
Now, okay. I don't think he understood the question. Have you ever felt the need to refute certain utterances made about your gender or your tribe or anything at all or your profession? Yes, I have heard a lot of things said about my profession as well. And sometimes when I hear it, I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? All right. I hear you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to Sunnyside. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry about that. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunnyside.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
Some 3 years back, I was running a program in Uniport. So coming back home, there are these two leads that you can let me just take them along. This is quite late.
Okay.
And in the conversation, one was kind of explaining, narrating what a guy is doing to her and some certain experiences. So my friend and I were just like picking ourselves, just be going. And suddenly, a friend now made the comment, if I marry, I would deal with my husband very well.
Yay!
I will sew and pepper. I just pull over, ask the lady to come down.
Why now?
For that comment, imagine what some husbands are going through in the arms of their wives because of their wife who have an encounter with somebody somewhere, somehow, I don't know. With this comment, don't just suppose the man when I go marry, I go show him pepper. So which means even if this guy was an angel, he has been trained to be a good husband. Because of the mentality of such woman in his life, he becomes a problem. The man becomes a nagging husband. The man becomes a bad person. You become a violent person because somebody brought a load from nowhere into his life. I ask her, madam, come down from this motor. I'm telling you the truth. And this is not ordinary person, somebody going through a graduate program.
Okay, now, it's one thing to just say, come down from this car. What I'm asking is this. Have you ever, at any time, approached this said person or persons that are having that conversation to say, no, I disagree with you. I do not agree with you.
Yes,
that
in some occasions, I have. So that is my kind, my natural, that's the nature of me. I do approach, even get myself involved into conversation that doesn't concern me. Like, for instance, all these young men do like women. And I'll ask them this question. If you say the young men do like women, have you also considered why the women after the young men? Because the young men too are so caring. The young men are so loving. If they don't have caring, women are not going to rush them like that.
Ah.
Well, of course.
I see. Oh, yes, I've heard it a lot of times.
Don't assume there is no land in Bayelsa. All of us are living in that water. I've intercepted in such conversation and let them know it's not true. I'm a man from Bayelsa State. You will drive direct from Port Harcourt. You will drive down to my own compound in Bayelsa State. So the truth is, thank you for this conversation,
okay,
so that we can able to refuse some certain hasty conclusion on hasty kind of this attitude of just imprinting people just like that. Thank you very much,
thank
Mrs.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Nigerian. For a good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. See, I have been at several places, and the next thing I hear, you know, sometimes, let me be honest with you, I had tried, but at the moment of speaking, my gender will just come and do the one that will now surpass the other one, and at that point I will now feel like, oh my god, I'm trying to solve our problems and you're coming to make it worse. Okay, so I'm trying to picture one instance now. Okay, fine. The narrative that women are cheap. Once you have money, you can get a woman. So this is me in the midst of my friends, and I'm saying it's not possible. You can't say women. Maybe some women, but saying women are. I am not cheap. I know a lot of women who are not cheap. I know a lot of women who will not do certain things for money. And at that moment of speaking, a beautiful lady walks by. And someone there is saying, you see that girl now, eh? See that girl? I go get a number. And you go, see, as I go take get a number. I go use money get a number. And you are like, in your mind, you are scared that, I need to prove a point here. I need to prove that this is not true. My girl, no for my hand. No for my hand. You know, sometimes it becomes a betting contest. Say no for my hand, just no for my hand. Like I'm fighting for our cause. Yeah, my gender, stop it. And then in a matter of seconds, wing, the guy gets her number. And he just had to flash cash. And there you are feeling defeated. And then you are saying, but you know that all of you are not the same. But this lady did not just help your case by doing what she just did. Go social media. Maybe someone puts out a post, and then in the comment section, you're seeing people defending and attacking and all of that. And then in that same comment section, someone now comes to do the one that is worse than the originator of the comment that caused so much chaos. And you're like, hey, my gender finished me. my people have finished me. Oh, I'm here trying to fight for you and you are doing worse. Again, I ask, have you ever felt the need to refute certain utterances made about maybe your gender, your tribe, your profession, anything you can possibly think of? 070-0923-0923 and WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Let me read your WhatsApp messages. Livinus Njoku from HA says, the generalization of a certain narrative about my gender or a place I belong to is something I always object to. I always told the person making such comment that I am particularly different from the others. Of course, it's a cultural idiosyncrasy. I would believe the person, for example, if you said the Akwaibams like eating dog, I can believe such a thing. All right. Good afternoon, Didi. Majority, they say, carry the vote. Really? If you go to the Senate, many of the laws they made were not voted for all by the members. Some actually voted against it. But we normally say the Ninth Assembly, for example, made that law. The fact that most women fall for money and most men are actually after the stuff in the other room is an indication that you won't be out of place if you say all. Dave, all? Why not make exceptions for the few or the many? Surprisingly, who are not tearing that part? Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, welcome. Go on.
Yeah. I think I will add one more question to this, your singular question.
Mm.
You say, how many of us have done this? And another one I want to add is, how many of us are ready to confront this? Because when you check out the society we are into today, there is always a way. I mean, I'm seeing it as sick society. The society is sick. When one person commits one crime, or when one person defaults, or wears shoes, whatever, and you see men calling, generalizing all women as a shower.
Don't say that word on radio, please. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You see one Igbo man having transaction that failed along the way, and the other tribe is calling all Igbo 419.
Mm.
I'm always confronting this issue. That is whom I am known for, and I don't give a damn. I keep on telling people, because of one person's sin. You don't use it to judge every other tribe of that very individual. And also, we know that one of the things that is permanent is change. And because this person made this mistake, does not even mean that his father or mother or siblings will go the same line.
Okay.
There is every tendency that if you have a positive environment, generation, that are positive in confronting evil without any reservations, without you thinking, if I talk to them now, won't they abuse me? Won't they do this to me? You just have to stand your ground to be the positive change that we are looking for, not politics. Just like Obi now, everybody, don't mind, evil people, if he enters there now, you say Nigeria, all those, they are normal, these things. You confront those things. It's the same thing with church. When a pastor made a mistake, use it to generalize, pastors, not all of them do. It is not a good thing for our society. The society is sick in times of the way the society reasons over one's mistake or abuse an individual. You try the issue one-on-one, and also let your reaction over the failure of that person, let's assume that you have somebody who is dressing anyhow on the road. You can't correct that person by condemning the person. You don't do that.
All
and
right.
There's a manner of approach in which you put on. You just lost the whole thing. So, but I think confronting this monster, I call it monster, is self-damaging image that portrays other tribe or other feminine or men being the same. Don't mind me. No, those are foul language. And it's a sign of sickness. Any advanced nation does not do that or individual. You treat people and see change in them as you're working with them. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, Denise.
Yes, hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Muriel.
Muriel,
from Africa.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Denise, you see, what I believe about, I've not experienced too much, but I believe that men have the same needs. It's not as if all men are the same, all women are the same. Most men and most women, almost all of us have the same needs. But it's the essence that we go in trying to achieve those needs that makes us different. Some people are ready to do everything possible to achieve what they want. But some people are ready to just mellow, no matter how it is, they'll just manage. But the essence at which they will go to achieve those needs, that's what I think that makes us different. But every man needs respect. There is no man that does not need respect.
We're not talking about this in a general. Okay, for instance, when I was thinking about this conversation, all men being the same can be passed for all men having the same characteristics. A man would have a bold voice. A man will have a male genital. A man will have this. It's basic. But not in that regard. I mean, it's always in the negative when they say all these people are the same. All that people are the same. Not in the positive light. Not in description as, these are the physical characteristics or these are the things that make up a man. No. Always in the bad light.
Okay. When you put it in that light, I think the things that makes up both a man and a woman, it depends on their background, on how they were brought up. See, there are some men that came from a very good family, well-trained, are trained on how to respect and love women. Those men will behave differently. It depends on how they were trained and the kind of educational background they have. I think that's what makes them different.
Okay.
But definitely, they need most men need the same thing. I believe all men need the same thing. But their background, their educational background, their family background makes them different on how to approach women, how to deal with issues.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Still having a conversation that all men and women are the same narrative. I started off by asking if you've ever been in a conversation with someone, or you probably overheard someone saying, I beg, leave women. Or leave Bayelsa people. Or leave Igbo people. Or leave all men are the same. I beg. All women are the same. Not be woman. I beg, leave woman matter. Waiting women, Sabi. And they're all the same. While this may be true in some instances, like the instance of physical features, okay? Characteristics of a man. Characteristics of a woman. It's true when you say all men are the same in terms of characteristics, right? It's true if you say all men will attain puberty. All women will attain puberty. These are certain instances that you cannot dispute. However, there's some instances where such statements are untrue and they're birthed by that individual's personal experience. Sometimes, let me shock you, it's not even a personal experience. Them say, what's this person told me? Say, come, I have gist for you. My sister. If I tell you what happened for compound there. You know, say that Mama Ikechi, she don't leave her husband though. Where she leave her husband? Say the husband losing job. Say the husband no get money again. Say she's not finna suffer with her, my bag. Say she dey go find better man. We go take care of her, take care of her children. Now she take come off for that compound. So say, what is she do no good? Women. So women not fit there with you when you no get. She's not supposed to do like that now. Fear women, no good. Or you have guys having, you know, those their beer parlor conversations in the pub. Say, I've slept with that girl. Oh, say, eh, which one? I say, that girl, that big. You mean I tell you, I just drop like how many thousand now before I know now. Say, eh, that is me. Tell you, dog, if I hold my bag, say you go. Say, yeah, we met. Ah, so cheap. I just say she go charge that kind, maybe 2 million, 3 million, just 100,000. John, oh, okay. Come, let me tell you something. Do you know that John has broken so person's heart? John, hey, this man, Seth, man, go stain your white. You be not experience it. Oh. Now, them say. Now, person tell you. You heard from somewhere and you join them to say all are the same. Apparently, someone who is your gender, your tribe, your profession, has spoiled things for you. You are going about your everyday life, doing your thing, not getting involved in things like that, and you know, just being you, just they go kulele, sulele, they go. But some people out there have, you know, done things, and what they have done rubbed off on you. Yes, you feel hurt. You feel offended, but what can you do about it? Can you actually move to that person or those persons and say, no, I disagree with you. I'm a woman and I'm not like that. I'm a man and I am not like that. I'm from this tribe. I'm not. Say, I beg, oh, yeah, what? I beg. What do you mean? Will they tell you, say, see. Have you ever felt the need to refute certain utterances made about your gender? Or your tribe or anything? Someone says, yes, I have never cheated on a girl I'm dating before. So when I hear all men are cheat, I just feel like pulling my hair. Sometimes I just walk away from the conversation because I am different. Imagine being in a relationship for 4 years without sex and still being faithful to the same girl, but they still throw the narrative that men are okay. Alright, this one says, I've never felt the need to do that. People should believe what they like till there's a reason to change, or they should stay like that. Be like that. Funny enough, I was telling someone this morning how I cried my eyes out when I found where my husband is from. I really did not like his people at all because of my history with them. So imagine my shock that it's a man from that particular place coming to me. I was like, God, you are sure I'm not a stepchild? Because why me? But my husband is a good one. It will be witchcraft for me to punish him for sins that were committed against me by someone else. Interesting. 0703-0923-0923-0703-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call and be audible so that we all can hear you. Still the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome.
Afternoon. Hi, good work now.
Work is going great. Thanks for asking. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me remain an animal.
Okay.
I was at another business center of business yesterday. So the old guy just walked towards me and like asking me where I am. So we started exchanging words together with understanding. So the
my brother, please call back. I'm interested. I want to hear what you have to say. Please do well to call back. I don't know what happened. I don't know, you ran out of airtime or something, but please call back. It's very important that you do. 0700 0923 0923 0700 0923 0923. And once again, the WhatsApp number is 0809 0306 416. We have roughly about how many more minutes before the news update at 2? See how many more calls I can take before that time. Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Evie. I'm calling from town in Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I have come across to discuss because sometimes they say, my friends, they will say all men are the same. I will say, no, you cannot say that all men are the same. Even though you have encountered five that are like that, you cannot generalize it. Recently, my friends were also discussing, and they were talking about doctors, that when they go for, you go and your treatment, instead of like to say, ah, we cannot handle this, though, but go to church, pray, God will answer it. They will say, God cannot do anything. I say, no, don't say God. They cannot say God cannot do anything. It's not all doctors. Because I also go to hospitals. They don't say all that. Some doctors will say, this is your condition. This is what is happening to you now. And maybe ask them that, is this? They'll say, ah, we are still doing research. So maybe we'll find out more.
Okay.
We'll let the public know. But just keep your faith alive and keep on coming for your check. That is my own contribution.
All right, thank you, Nigeria Info. Good. Oh dear, sorry, we lost that other call. We will come back to round of this conversation after the news update, and then we'll get ready for the final conversation on the sunny side today. Talking about second chances. Oh, you know what? Next is just end the conversation at once, so we do not have to come back to it again. Human beings are different. No two people are the same. Even twins born in the same womb are definitely not the same. Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead. You have about 1 minute, so go ahead quickly.
Yeah, my name is Prince John.
Welcome.
The truth is that despite people's opinion and their thoughts, and their ideas about women, I'm mostly women, will always be a hole in generalization of anything about or concerning women. There will always be a hole. So for them to say that all women are the same, that is not true and cannot be accepted. Thank you.
All right, thank you too.